Case number 10,067, Clear Channel Outdoor, west of U.S. Route 13, half mile south of Route 452. A special use exception to replace an existing billboard and a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements and the maximum square footage requirement for a billboard.
Name and address.
Rick Phillips, 7655 Armager Drive, Seaford, Delaware.
And you swear from the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I have some pictures coming down.
No, Richard.
Need more help.
Okay. Richard.
I'm here to request a special use exception to replace an existing single-faced 12-foot by 40-foot wood structure billboard, which has two 12 by 20-foot wood faces, with a back-to-back 10-foot-6 by 36-foot steel monopole. The existing structure is shown in photograph 1, and as the board is aware, a steel monopole is more visually appealing than a structure installed on multiple wood poles. Clear Channel Outdoor has purchased a permanent easement on this piece of property where the board is located, and it makes it economically feasible for us now to install a monopole structure. This original structure was installed in mid-1998, as you can see in photograph number 2, and I apologize for number 2, but in 1988 we didn't have the digital cameras, and this is a blow-up of a Polaroid. And it also seems that the wigwam's a popular subject tonight.
Yeah, it's third time.
At that time, there was a woods line to the south of this billboard. And over the years, it's been thinned and cleared, and finally, it's been moved away. And if you look at photograph number 3, it shows the back side of that billboard viewing from the south. The next photograph would show that were replaced with a double-sided 10-by-6 monopole. Get rid of the poles and cleans up the view. I think the next photograph in your file is another view from the north looking south. Mm-hmm. And again, the next photo would be if that board was replaced with the steel monopole. Mm-hmm. We also request a variance from the required 35 or 50, we request a 35-foot variance from the 50-foot side yard setback. As you can see by the attached plot, the new structure will be installed on the same side yard as the existing structure. We would also need a variance of 6.4 feet from the required 25-foot front yard setback. The new structure will actually be set back 6.6 feet further than what's there. We also need a 78 square foot variance from the allowable 300 square foot limit. The existing structure is 480 square feet. The new structure would actually be 102 square feet less than that.
Which one did you say you were improving, the front setback?
The front yard setback is actually further from the road, yes.
And then the side yard is the same?
Side yard is going on the existing, same as the sign is now, yes.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions?
Okay.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir?
I'm not sure if I'm opposed or not, but I'd like to see you.
Okay, would you please come forward and we'll get you sworn in. Yeah, you want to go over here if you want to please be sworn in. State your name.
State your name and place of residence.
My name is Demetrius Pappas, 32396 Morris Lander Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland.
All right. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. These are the photos. I don't know if that will help you.
Right. My daughter owns the Pet Medical Center that's right next to it. I just want to know if are you going to extend this?
No. Here's the existing board now.
Mm-hmm.
The new board will go back further.
Are you going to put signs on both sides?
Yes. Because the view we have now,
mm-hmm. Right,
it's not very attractive.
I have no objection to it.
Objection? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe that the applicant has demonstrated that the request is necessary to maintain reasonable use of the property. I don't see where all the essential character, the neighborhood being there's one there, minimum to afford relief because it's improved. I'll make a motion that we approve case number 10,067.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? Okay, a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,067. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Case number